and he intervened. How God hears us because we belong to him. God listens to us even more mere mortals because we belong to him. And then I talked about faith. The faith to make the impossible possible for us, we have it. And I used the scripture where the devil told Jesus to turn stone into bread. Because to us it's not possible, but it is nothing is impossible for God. And Matthew 11:20 is a scripture that repeated over the recent weeks where Jesus said unto his disciples, because of your unbelief, for truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, remove from here and go yonder, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible for you. This Jesus said to encourage us and to sort of hint at the power that we have within us, the power of faith that resides within us. And then I think last week I sort of challenged us to dream big, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. And with God, nothing is impossible. So it is you and I who limit God's scope in our lives. God is without scope. God is limitless. And if we can tap into that, then nothing becomes impossible for us. And today, I just believe in that last week, I said we should stretch your faith, talked about stretching your faith, we spoke about seeking God for your dreams, so that your dream lines up with God, and then get ready in the power of God to resist it, and use the example of Caleb, who when he was 45, went with people to the promise to spy the land and came back with a bad report, and so they were not able to take the land. And 40 years later, when he was 85, he actually laid hold of that same word and he took the territory. So with God, nothing is impossible. And with us also, all things are possible. So the challenge was for us to dream big. Dream big things. The children, those people, when they went, they said, we were like ants. We were like maybe even mosquitoes if they could think about it at that time, because they thought they could not go. They could not believe, they could not conquer, because they were looking at the people who were in front of them. But God says through him we can do all things. So I want to encourage everyone to just think big. Hallelujah. And today I want to just take that to a final step and say, look, when you think big, when you have these big dreams, the dreams will become reality. First it starts as a thought, then it becomes a dream. And once you can see, once you can dream it, then it's there for you to grasp. It's really there. It's almost like you can taste it in your mouth when you can see it, when you can visualize it in the spirit. Then the spirit is above the physical. And through the power of God, you can then translate all which you see in the spirit, you can translate it into reality. And this is how you achieve your big dreams. You achieve the big dreams. And just want to encourage you with Luke 11. Luke 11, verse 9. This is what Jesus said. He said, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Hallelujah. God is this God who knows all the possibilities, and he will make these big dreams reality for you. God thinks big. God thinks big. Let him fashion big dreams for you. This is all I encouraged the other week. And so today I go to the next stage of the third and like final stage in this. Like, how do you then get your dream? How do you then lay hold of this, your dreams? You've dreamt big. You have the big dreams. How you then lay hold of it? How do you get it? How do you make it a reality? And there are four steps I want to share with us today. Four steps in achieving this. And the final step is the fifth step anyway. The first one is, number one, you have to have a real and a true relation with God. God is a spirit. God is spirit, scripture tells us. And those who worship him in spirit and truth. So, number one, God is spirit. And that spirit, in coming to our level, we call the Holy Spirit. We call it the Holy Spirit. So you have to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit inside of you. You develop this relationship when you pray. You develop it when you read your scriptures. You develop it when you come to worship like this, when the Spirit is there with us and you are attentive to me and you allow the Spirit of God to enter into your body, into your spirit, into your mind. You begin to develop this relationship with the Holy Spirit. And as you develop this relationship to the Holy Spirit, that is how you are going to be able to hold that which the Holy Spirit is given to you. But first, you have to have a real relationship with the Holy Spirit. You have to be able to listen. You have to be able to hear. You have to be able to speak to the Holy Spirit. You have to be able to, you have that relationship in prayer, in thanksgiving, in your worship. It becomes a real tangible relationship between two people, two persons, so to speak. That is the Holy Spirit inside of you and you. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? The Holy Spirit of God is in you. It's in you. Now, so you don't have to go and look scripture. You don't have to. It's when it talks in Romans 9 about how people become born again or how you receive the Holy Spirit of God. You don't have to go to the heavens. You don't have to go to the depths of the depths. It's right there inside of you. So in having a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you're having a relationship with someone who is already on the inside of you. When you sleep, when you wake, when you talk, when you walk, wherever you are, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. I urge you to begin to create that, to develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit. Colossians chapter 1. Paul is trying to explain the mystery of this relationship God has given us. And he says in Colossians 1:26, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints, as you and I, to them, that's us, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery. What's the mystery? Which is Christ is in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit is in you. He said, Jesus said, I will go, but I will send another just like me. He will lead you and teach you all things. That, just like Jesus, is in you. And it's the hope of your glory. Hallelujah. God's glory. Because your dreams are God's dreams. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is in you to lead you into all that. So, like I said, number one is to have a real relationship with the Holy Spirit that's in the inside of you. I urge you to begin to create that relationship, and if I don't have that relationship, begin to nurture it, begin to use it every day, begin to talk to the Holy Spirit constantly. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Number two, be attentive to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside you. And this Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. Or other people will speak to you. Because the Holy Spirit has many different ways of communicating. So you have to be attentive to what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to believe and to believe it. You will hear it. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. If you wander off the road to the right or the left, you will hear his voice behind you saying, here is the road, follow it. You have the spirit in you. In achieving that dream, be attentive to the Holy Spirit, because He will prompt you. He is going to lead you. He will tell you, turn left, turn right, stop, run, wait. No, that's not the way. This is the way. That is how God has equipped you and I to achieve big dreams. Amen? That is God, how He has equipped us to make impossibilities, so to speak, to make them possible. The Spirit of God inside of you is your helper. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit inside of you, is your comforter, is your enabler, He's your healer, He's your teacher. He will teach you. The only proviso is that you must act in faith. Don't act in head knowledge, but act in faith, believing that He who you're following, He who has spoken to you, He who said to you this, He said you can tell that mountain to move and it will move. Let your faith be strong. Even if the faith as a grain of mustard seed moves mountains. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Number three, declare the word inside of you. When you receive that word, declare, that's saying. Speak. Faith comes by hearing the word. The word is your solution. Speak it. The ear is there. Let your ear hear what your mouth is saying. Let your ear hear what your spirit is getting you to utter from the words, and those words will become, they are powerful. It says the word of God, they are like rock, they are like hammer. It's the sharp, sharper than a two-edged sword. Now, that word which you speak, let your ear hear it. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Now you have in you something that God has deposited there through the Holy Spirit. Speak it. Speak that word of faith and your ear will hear it. And by hearing, your faith is multiplied. Hallelujah. God has equipped us. He's given you the word of God inside of you. You speak that word. Speak that word out. Declare it. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Glory be to God. And your ear hears that. And your whole being hears it. But that word you're hearing is not mere ordinary words. It's words of faith. Amen? That faith is what will propel you and keep you propelled and keep you going until you achieve. Because like I shared last week, there will be opposition. But the word of faith is what will keep you propelled. I want to use this in Mark 5. Mark 5 here, Jesus had just gone to heal some child that was sick. And they came and as he was going on the way he was going to heal the child that was sick. He was being called by an official to come and see, my daughter is sick. Okay, let's read it. Mark 5:21. Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake. There at the lakeside, a large crowd gathered around him. Jairus, an official of the local synagogue, arrived, and when he saw Jesus, he threw himself down at his feet and begged him earnestly, "My little daughter is very sick. Please come and place your hands on her so that she will get well and live." Faith. Faith. Then Jesus started off with him. So many people were going along with Jesus that they were crowding him from every side. There was a woman who had suffered terribly from severe bleeding for 12 years. Even though she had been treated by many doctors, she had spent all her money, but instead of getting better, she was getting worse all the time. She heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, if I touch even his garments, I will be made well. This woman had this word inside of her, that if I touch his garment, I will be made well. You read the whole of the rest of the story. Indeed, she went in the crowd, touched the helmet of Jesus, because you see, your encounter with the Holy Spirit is one-on-one. She was focused on what she believed. She was focused on the word that said, look, if you touch his garment, you will be healed. She wasn't concerned with all the other thousands or hundreds of people about. She just said, if I touch his garment, I will be healed. And she went and she touched the garment. And immediately, scripture, if you read the passage, scripture says, immediately the bleeding stopped in her. Hallelujah. And even Jesus was aware that something miraculous or powerful had happened to her. She pressed him. The word that you've received, it is the word of your solution. It's the word for your breakthrough. Now you activate it, declare it, hear it, speak it, and then act on it. Hallelujah. Number four, act on it. Take a step of faith. Now, what this woman did and what you are going to have to do to break through, Jesus sort of like put it all together in Matthew 11:12. Very deep scripture. Very deep verse. But it is what you need to activate you to make impossible possible. Matthew 11:12. Jesus said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. This woman, she took it by force. She took her healing by force. She pressed through that crowd. She knew what she was doing. She knew she had the word that if you touch his garment, you'll be healed. So, and she broke through. Even though she wasn't supposed to be there, because in the Hebrew tradition, if you have your bleeding, you're not supposed to be among people. No, she was going to take it. She was going to take her healing, her breakthrough. That is the step of faith you and I have to, the attitude we have to have when we take our step of faith. She was taking a step of faith, but she was strong and violent about it. She was not going to take no for an answer. I think it's about time you had that kind of audacious spirit in your dealings with God. That this thing that you've told me, this prophetic word you've given me, I am going to get it. I'm going to lay hold of it. Hallelujah. Amen. And verse 5, when your solution appears, when you get it, please, please give a testimony. Hallelujah. Many people have not been able to keep their breakthrough because they never told anyone about it. Give a testimony. Give a testimony. How many lepers were healed? Only one came back to say, thank you, Jesus. And the Lord said, bless thou. It's like the Lord sealed the healing. Glory be to God. Because God didn't just heal him for him to be healed of leprosy. He healed him so he could be made whole. Now, when you give your testimony, your breakthrough becomes whole. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Confess Christ as your healer. Confess him as your provider. Confess him as your defender, your protector. And your solution will be complete. That is the type of solution God wants to give you, to make you whole again. That is your dreams to be whole, for you yourself to be whole. Hallelujah. That is God's dream for you. And I believe that each and every one of us will attain it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As part of our worship, now we're going to give our tithes and offerings and to give God thanks. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 3, verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Who wants to have plenty? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the presses shall burst out with new wine, continually be refreshed, hallelujah, in your finances and your health. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we give you, hallelujah. So by giving, you make way for more blessings in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we give more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We keep on giving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you give, you get more blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that if you give money, you give blessing. But as we part of worship and we give our tithes, we get blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We honor God by giving. We show how great our God is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Honor him. And this is why we give our tithes and offerings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saying, Lord, yes, we give part of what we earn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Towards your kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's to help people. It's to help the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By giving, we enrich our life.
Amen.
We become richer in spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It spiritually enriches us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's part of our Christian worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says to give a tenth of our income. But the Lord, you know, he's saying that give what you can. Hallelujah.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give it the connection to our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Worship him in spirit and in truth. Remember where your wealth came from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gives us the health and strength to earn the money, to give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also that God gives us what we need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
amen.
Just keep on praying. Lord, give us what we need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And bless us that we can bless other people. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I think we've got the...
Speak Jesus.
We've got the... Where to give this morning. But most people know it anyway. So.